Hello and welcome to Simply Save podcast from Money Control, our weekly personal finance show where we discuss all things money. Since last year when the COVID-19 pandemic hit the Indian shores, insurers, hospitals and policyholders have been mired in several disputes over claims. While you can always escalate your complaints if you feel your insurer has rejected your claims unfairly, in some cases, you need to be vigilant to ensure that you have a watertight case. To delve deeper into the claim hassles that you need to avoid, we have with us today Preeti Kulkarni from our personal finance team. Hi Preeti, welcome to the show.
Thanks Aisha, it's good to be back on the show.
So Preeti, we have seen several disputes related to COVID-19 claims in the last 1 year. While insurers and hospitals have been found wanting in many cases, could you talk about measures that policyholders like us can take at our end to avoid claim hassles? For instance, claim rejections due to pre-existing illnesses.
Yes, Aisha, since last year, it's been clear that people with comorbidities or pre-existing diseases are more vulnerable and they are more likely to develop complications. We know that they are at higher risk when it comes to COVID-19. So treatment for pre-existing illnesses such as diabetes and hypertension alongside the main COVID-19 treatment is paid for by health insurers. But there have been several cases where insurers have rejected such claims on the grounds that these pre-existing conditions were never disclosed to them at the time of policy issuance, when policyholders initially bought the policy. It could be several years ago. Now, the insurance regulator, IRDAI, defines pre-existing diseases as any condition, injury, ailment or disease which is diagnosed by a doctor within 48 months prior to the effective date of the health insurance policy. So, put simply, it is a disease for which you have received medical advice or treatment during this 48-month period. And such illnesses are usually covered only after a waiting period of up to 4 years. During that period, even if you undergo treatment for such pre-existing illnesses and are hospitalized, the claim will not be paid for.
So, what if the illness or condition dates back to over 48 months prior to the policy purchase?
See, even in that case, the policyholder is required to disclose the information because in the proposal forms, that is the forms that we fill up at the time of buying the policy, some insurers could ask you to share details of your entire medical history. For example, they might want to know if you were ever hospitalized or you were on medication for over, let's say, 3 months. So the bottom line is that you need to answer all the questions in the proposal forms honestly. And what many policyholders tend to do is that they tend to leave it to the agents, the intermediaries. So they, because they dislike paperwork and they think that the insurance agent is a professional. So they outsource this task to the insurance agent. That is something that you should never do because there is always a chance of missing out on some information or the other when it comes to related to your health history. So it's best that you fill up the proposal form yourself and answer all the questions to the best of your knowledge. That will ensure that you will not face claim hassles in future.
Okay, so let's say if someone had tuberculosis, say 9 years before buying the policy and never suffered a relapse, but does not disclose it while buying the policy, will their COVID-19 claim be rejected?
Well, you know, this is where things could get complicated and this is a gray area. As per IRDAI guidelines, if you renew your policy continuously for at least 8 years, and this is known as the moratorium period, your policy cannot be called into question except in cases of proven fraud. Now, some insurers take the view that in such cases, non-disclosure of any pre-existing illness cannot be a ground for rejection because 8 years are over and your policy has become incontestable. But there are some insurers who see this as misrepresentation. So they argue that had they been aware of the pre-existing condition, they would not have issued the policy in the first place. So the claim can be rejected and they can even cancel the policy. And in our stories, we have highlighted such cases where insurers simply not only did not pay the claim, but also canceled the policy on the grounds that the policyholder concealed material information which amounts to fraud. On the other hand, of course, you know, tuberculosis could be seen as material information, but for illnesses such as malaria, they might not adopt this approach. They may ignore malaria, for example, or any other relatively minor illness. At your end, therefore, it is best to disclose all the information, and even if it means paying additional premium if you have to. It will save you a lot of trouble. You will not have to face these claim disputes in future. You know, coming back to the first question, what can we do to ensure that any errors at our end don't lead to claim rejection? This is what we can do. We can just be completely honest about our health history.
Right. So my last question to you, Preeti, would be that what are the other common disputes that this space has seen over the last 1 year?
Yeah, so pre-existing diseases, of course, is one. And secondly, we have seen insurance companies rejecting claims on the grounds that hospitalization was simply not needed as the patients were suffering from mild COVID. So insurers' argument in such cases is that hospitalization was unnecessary. So however, at Money Control, we have covered cases where these policyholders who were admitted on doctor's advice escalated their complaints to the insurance ombudsman and finally did receive the claim proceeds. Because ultimately what matters is the medical advice that you received around that time. If the treating doctor thinks that hospitalization is a must, then hospitalization is valid. And so such policyholders did receive the claim after complaining to the insurance ombudsman. And that apart, there have been several complaints. I mean, in fact, this is the most common dispute. There have been complaints around partial claim settlements because insurers decided to stick to General Insurance Council's tariff. And hospitals, of course, charged much more because they said that the cost of sanitization has gone up. PPE kits have added to their costs. And because of this mismatch between what was charged to them by the hospitals and what was finally paid by the insurers, they ended up paying substantial sums from their own pockets. So according to some estimates, it's around claims settled amounted to only about 50 to 55% of the actual expenses incurred. So, and that apart, earlier, there were cases where patients who tested negative, despite having clear COVID-19 symptoms, saw their claims being rejected. In the second wave, however, most insurance companies have approved such claims. So as long as the other parameters or the other tests, blood work, CT scan, and so on, have supported the diagnosis that they could have COVID-19, such claims have been approved. So overall, in all these cases, wherever there are disputes and you feel that your insurer has unfairly rejected your claims, it could also be because you were busy doing the running around for your family members and you could not file claim documents on time or could not intimate the insurance company in time. So in all these cases where you feel your insurer has acted unfairly, you can always approach the insurance ombudsman offices or even consumer courts for redressal of your grievances.
Thank you so much for your insights, Preeti. I'm sure this will be helpful for our listeners. And with that, it is a wrap of this episode of Simply Safe. For more news, views, and updates, stay logged on to moneycontrol.com.